Prologue. Why am I in Greece? I'm 13,000 kilometers away from home, sitting in a small villa on a Greek island, drinking Greek coffee, and I really have no idea of why I'm here. The coffee is good and well-deserved, as I've been traveling for 4 days on various sized planes. I stayed overnight in a very Spartan hotel on Skiathos, complete with broken shower, and then finally took a ferry to Skopelos. I feel somewhat at home, even though I've never been here before. Everything is so Greek. Narrow laneways lined with bright geranium flowers and blue shutters. Old men huddled around tables, chain-smoking and drinking ouzo. And yet, it doesn't feel like a cliché when you see it with your own eyes. Our host for the stay is a delightful lady named Sophia, the haunting image of my Auntie Claire, who passed a few years ago, with her boisterous banter, eccentricities, and love for all things slightly bohemian. This is the same Claire who I went to get a message from. Everything felt slightly surreal, especially when Sophia showed us around town after we first arrived, and I noticed a taverna with blue chairs and white tables scattered under the shade of a big tree, and I knew I'd seen it before. Not in a book or glossy travel magazine, it had been in a dream I'd had a couple of years ago. The same chairs, the same tables, the same tree, the same feel. One of the mediums I'd had a reading with in September the previous year, while researching for this book, said that he felt I'd be going back to trace family roots, and it would feel like going back home. The second medium said something similar. I would be heading overseas to somewhere that felt like home. Researching and writing this book has been far from straightforward. It's been like putting a giant jigsaw puzzle together, but without the original picture. I knew that finding personal evidence of the afterlife wasn't going to be as simple as having a ghost jump out in front of me, even though that's what I wanted. But I didn't think it would be this bizarre and freaky. So why am I here in Greece? I'm not even Greek. A church bell rings in the distance. I start writing, dying to know.